for Jim W. or
Jim W. will work
Jim
in this
W.
context.
Okay, that's good. And naturally, my first question has to be, so with the last initial like W.
No relation is
okay.
The answer to the question.
All right, that's good. I figured I wouldn't be the first person to say that, but nevertheless, it's always good to come up with something really stupid to say, you know, and get people laughing. So, you know, the question I've been asking most everyone, what brings you here to Recovery Fest?
Well, as I told the crowd earlier, a couple of years ago, I started on a project to tell my story in song.
Right.
And I was, I've never been really comfortable with speaker meetings, either as a listener or a speaker. And I thought it was kind of a novel way to do this. So I decided that I could write 12 songs pertinent to each step of my recovery and my experience in recovery. So it became a very personalized statement of what I've learned and experienced over the last 20 years in recovery.
You know, it's interesting. We also play another artist, Mary Lynn B., who I guess is coming up later this afternoon here at Recovery Fest 2004. And she also has a CD with 12 songs on it. So I just, it just popped into my head, did it take you forever to write the fourth song?
The fourth song? It's, you know, it's hard to remember. I think actually the way they came, the sixth song came first. It was a song called My Old Disguise, and it was written after I attended a lecture by Dr. Patrick Carnes, who most people in recovery are familiar with. And he was here at Vanderbilt in Nashville, gave a lecture, and it was very inspiring. He spoke about the moment in recovery where one makes the decision and then takes the action following the decision.
Sure.
I mean, inspired a Six Steps song, and after that, then, they didn't come in any particular order. They kind of came as God told them to come, and I wrote them as best I could.
Now, your CD, is it something that's available here at Recovery Fest?
It is available here at, in fact, the 12-step radio.com booth.
Thank you very much for that. I'll make sure I edit that out.
Well, I must tell you, too, that 12stepradio.com has been very good to me in that... in this past week, I've had a number of sales from Europe as well, which is it's always weird to open your email and see where the stuff is coming from.
Because you're used to getting email from friends that are local. You're like, who is this person from the UK?
If you're listening over there in UK and France, thank you for your purchase.
Most definitely. Let's see,
jimwsongs.com. Jimwsongs.com, www.jimwsongs.com.
And I guess one of the things you mentioned actually in your performance is you're celebrating 20 years in recovery.
20 years.
This year.
My sobriety date and actually occurred in New Orleans, of all places. proving that
as
God.
Probably a whole lot of drinking days.
Proving God has a great sense of humor.
Well, you know, that's very interesting. That brings up the fact that next Saturday we're going to be down for Sober Jam 2004 in New Orleans. Is that something that you've heard about?
I have heard about that. In fact, I've emailed a fellow down there named Bob, who I think is active in putting that production on. And I'm going to try to get down for it, at least as a fan and
Definitely. Possibly
a participant. But, yeah, I know they're doing it, and New Orleans will always hold a special place in my heart.
I bet. Yeah, definitely. The One Man's Walk CD.
Yes.
Is that one of those things that you mentioned that basically the sixth song, which I assume was sort of relative to the sixth step, came up first. One Man's Walk. Was that like, okay, I think I'm going to write something. I'm going to call the whole thing One Man's Walk. It's going to be my big book, if you will. Or did the songs come and then the CD title came?
No, I mean, after the sixth song, and I thought I could actually do this. And like many of us, I have a great sponsor who participated in the band today with me as well. And I quit on the project a number of times. I mean, the most difficult thing was I'm butting up against the wall of anonymity at all time.
Sure.
And it was a major concern, and I honor that a lot. I didn't want to step over that line. So I needed to navigate a way to be able to do this. And I prayed a lot, talked to my sponsor a lot, you know, did all the usual stuff.
Standard solutions.
Wrote a mess of songs in no particular order. And my sponsor actually served as a kind of editor as well and said, maybe we can improve on this. Maybe this is a keeper. And so it came together that way. But the biggest obstacle is always in recovery, honoring that 11th tradition.
Definitely.
And I've done everything I can to honor it. So I'll stay with Jim W., and I don't think you'll see any appearances on Dr. Phil or Oprah.
Well, that's probably good. I guess maybe a lot of us would be able to appear on those shows before we... And now we just sort of look back and laugh at them. So, One Man's Walk. Are you thinking about a second CD?
No, I've joked about making an Al-Anon CD, but I need to leave that alone. This was from my heart, from my soul, and really divinely inspired. And
right.
And I think I've said all I can say about the steps and my own personal recovery. So I'm gonna leave it alone and venture back into the real world songwriting where I used to live.
That's fantastic. Now I joked around about, you know, how long the fourth song took you, as we all seem to, you know, at least know of people that have taken a long time on their fourth step.
Mm-hmm.
How long did the whole the CD take you to produce? From that first.
It was about 18 months. I mean, I actually work as a sound engineer and do some other things as well. And so whenever I had spare time or inspiration, I was able to chip away at it a little bit. And I did all of it myself. And
all the editing, all the remixing,
yeah,
everything.
And that was part of the one man's walk concept. But
right.
it's cheaper to do it myself.
Yes, that's very true.
And if I had it to do all over again, I'd probably try to find some money and a budget and get some big dog players in, just because they do such a great job. I mean, I'm happy with it, and I'm satisfied with it. But it is me, and there are the shortcomings that go with that.
I know that one of the hardest things for me, certainly in recovery, has been the classic asking others for help.
Oh, God.
But by the same token, upon doing that, you know, especially with the CD in this, when, you know, you're really trying to get the message out, you know, when we're doing it all ourselves, there's so much more of our soul in it. Whereas the steps, we say, okay, well, I'm going to do this to the best of my ability today, right now.
Yeah.
Whereas with the CD, it's like, okay, I'm going to redo it, and I'm going to really make it. So that, you know, it's excellent when you can put your own heart into it.
And there are plenty of mistakes left in there. And, you know, my ongoing battle against perfection, I had to leave the mistakes at the instructions of my sponsor and myself, because, you know, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could get in there and just stay forever and never come out of the basement.
That's very true. Well, listen, I really appreciate you. Jim W., ladies and gentlemen, jimwsongs.com. And, of course, you can hear his songs here at 12-Step Radio. com